For Halloween, GPP host Ricky Bevington turns from news stories to ghost stories. She and producer Sophia Salaby have unearthed haunting tales of Georgia's most memorable spirits. They started in the southwest Georgia town of Americus. There, the spirits of a little girl and her mother are said to haunt the halls of the Windsor Hotel.
The brand new Windsor Hotel in 1892 is the height of luxury for celebrities and politicians escaping cold northern winters. The red brick Victorian building features towers, balconies, elevators, and a three-story atrium lobby. It is the only hotel in Georgia offering guests individualized silverware. Legend has it that one day in the early 1900s, a housekeeper named Emily May was arguing with her lover in the hotel's third floor hallway. As the couple's exchange grew heated, her young daughter Emma stood by helplessly, holding her mother's hand. In a fit of rage, Emily May's lover pushed her furiously into a nearby elevator. What he may not have realized, the elevator shaft was empty. Mother and daughter, still hand in hand, fell three stories to their deaths. Since that tragic day at the Windsor Hotel, guests and employees report feeling the presence of a little girl. Some hear a child's footsteps running down a third floor hallway. Guests also confess to seeing the fleeting reflection of a woman in a long black dress in a third floor mirror. Pots and pans fly off tables and counters. Lights and radios mysteriously turn on and off. Today, the Windsor Hotel embraces its spooky history with ghost tours to introduce guests to Emily May and Emma. If you go to the Windsor, you can also look for the spirit of a former doorman wandering the building, still welcoming guests to their stay.
This next ghost story comes from Roswell, where a love story ended in tragedy at the height of the Civil War.
In 1864, times were tough in Roswell, occupied by federal troops under Union General William Tecumseh Sherman. Food and clothes were expensive and hard to come by. One of the only places to get what you needed was the commissary, the general store. A teenager named Catherine worked for her father, who owned the commissary. One day, a young Union soldier named Michael walked in to pick up a few things. He spotted Catherine, and it was love at first sight. An affair between a northerner and southerner was scandalous. Their relationship was short. Michael was charged with treason and was hanged in the Roswell town square. It is said Catherine witnessed the execution from the upstairs window of the commissary. Her heart broke. A few days later, Catherine was found dead, hanging from the large beams of the upstairs floor of the commissary. In recent years, the commissary has been home to several failed restaurants, and according to reports, the spirits of the couple still linger. Employees said the grand piano sometimes played by itself. In the morning, they would come upstairs to see chairs move to clear a space in the center of the room. And people swear they've seen ghostly figures in the upstairs windows of the commissary dancing in each other's arms. So it seems Catherine and Michael have been reunited in the afterlife.
Dead last is this tale from Lawrenceville. There, the ghost of a man wrongfully put to death is said to still be heard singing to the love he left behind.
What we know of this story comes from Judge Richard D. Wynn, who confessed to his part in the tragedy some 40 years earlier. Wynn's 1883 article in the Gwinnett Herald begins by describing Colonel James Austin as a drunk. One night in 1848, Austin burst into his kitchen to find a married slave couple working, Ellick and Betsy. Austin grabbed Betsy. Ellick fought back, tearing Austin off his wife. Enraged, Austin chased his slave while wildly swinging a sword. Ellick scrambled into a cabin loft. Cornered and fearing for his life, Ellick fatally stabbed his master 9 times in self-defense. As Austin lay dead before him, Ellick chose not to run. He went straight to the courthouse to explain the unfortunate death of Colonel James Austin. Instead of being rewarded for his honesty, Judge Wynn sentenced Ellick to hang. Writing almost 4 decades later, Wynn questions whether Ellick's punishment fit his crime, asking, quote, "If it had been a free man, would it not have been classed as justifiable homicide?" Today, tour guides bring visitors into the historic Lawrenceville jail. They point to indentations in the back of one cell where Ellick may have tried to carve his way to freedom. There are reports of unexplained orbs of light, missing audio recordings of tours, and a feeling of deep sorrow when you lean on the walls of the cell. Often, when tour guides sing the same mournful song Ellick sang for his wife from jail, they hear a voice singing with them, echoing back the last words of each phrase. Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me in heaven above? Happy Halloween.
GPB Atlanta host Ricky Bevington narrated those ghostly stories. Sophia Salaby produced them.